Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Conrad and Kalani with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Queenslanders are being assured that poultry products are still safe to consume following the detection of H5 bird flu in Queensland. While consumers do not need to change their eating habits, farmers are preparing for the worst case scenario, keeping wild birds away to maintain good hygiene while handling the birds. This advice is particularly relevant due to the upcoming Royal Queensland Show, or ECCA, which is one of the state's biggest gathering events for birds. The public is being advised not to alter dietary routines, but to avoid touching any sick or dead wild birds.
For the first time in 2 years, parts of southern Queensland have been declared drought-affected. More than 12 months of below-average rainfall and poor pasture growth has resulted in the drought declaration, covering areas like Boulogne and Gundawindi and Southern Downs. Dry conditions have placed increasing pressure on farmers who are struggling to maintain healthy pastures and provide enough feed for their livestock. The Australian government is offering eligible farmers up to $250,000 in interest-free loans. Near Roma, cattle producers James and Nat Stinson are experiencing the harsh reality of the drought on their Mount Abundance property. They are receiving only about 120 millimeters of rain this year, leaving feed supplies running low and creating uncertainty for the months ahead. Like many farmers across southern Queensland, they continue to watch skies in hope that much-needed rain will arrive soon.
In national news, following the Great Western Highway closures and road failures, local businesses are struggling to stay afloat. In March, a convict-built bridge on Jenolan Caves Road failed and shut down part of the Great Western Highway. Since then, the number of visitors to local farm stay Kensal Farm have been down by a shocking 90%. Owner Jackie Harmon has stated, quote, "Within 2 weeks, I've had 9 cancellations for weekend bookings and next to no people coming up and wanting to do tours. What was formerly an 80-minute drive for the common route from Katoomba is now at least 2 hours due to diversions and has affected not only Kensal Farm, but surrounding towns Jenolan, Oberon and Lithgow."
New studies have revealed that previously unknown feeding habits of whale sharks in Western Australia. Murdoch University researchers, along with Australia Institute of Marine Sciences researchers, attached cameras to 5 whale sharks in Nina Galu Reef. Ames PhD candidate Christine Berry, lead author for the research study, summarized some of their new findings, stating, quote, "They changed their feeding style depending on how much feed is in the water instead of relying on main meals." Miss Berry also stated that, quote, "It seems like the whale sharks are always responding to the environment and the krill that they are coming across rather than feeding at a uniform time, a routine that was unfamiliar before this."
In international news, the Gordie Howe International Bridge, a $6.4 billion infrastructure project, officially opened yesterday, connecting Detroit, Michigan with Windsor, Ontario, after years of planning, construction, and political controversy. The 6-lane bridge is expected to improve trade, tourism, and travel between Canada and the United States by providing a new river crossing at one of the busiest border points. Before its opening, U.S. President Donald Trump attempted to block the project, arguing the original agreement unfairly benefited Canada and raised concerns about toll revenue. Despite these efforts, U.S. and Canadian officials reached an agreement.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.